Harry Bolter. Dead for all these gobble-mooching years and no one's coming to visit your grave, dearie.
Tom, you're not doing it again, are you?
And old Mr. Muxbrows. Ooh, you've been long gone, old cock. There'll be nothing left of you down in the mumble-crusting dirt.
I've warned you about this, Tom Baker.
Ah, hello there, Reverend Ailing. What brings you out in the niff-naffy moonlight?
You've been told you can't just rip up old gravestones and take them home.
Oh, but look how long this old duckaboo's been gone. She'd be over 304 if she was still here, which she ain't. Do you really think she gets many snolly gustos still visiting her grave?
That's not the point. This is desecration.
Well, no one will ever know. I only come here in a kenching morts of midnight. It's only you making a fuss.
I won't have it. I don't care what you need the stones for.
They're for my tower. You know, my book tower is fruming day by day.
Tom?
I've heard quite enough about your silly garden projects. Sinister, I call it.
Tom! Oh, Reverend Ailing, you're here too.
He's causing an unholy ruckus again, Susie. And a mess.
I'm very discreet. You'd hardly know I was here.
Hardly, Tom. Now, let's go back to Baker's End.
Hey, my juggins, look. Look at my tufty ears. I'm the king of the cats, you know. Where my fate pounces, I must go, and all those frostling tombstones I think you'll find are mine by rights in my right mind, which is why I steal between graves at night. Sensitive, sublime, I can turn on a dime. I'm lithe and blithe, and off I go. Woo-hoo!
He's caterwauling again. Drag him home, would you, Susie?
He's quite heavy.
I'll itty away under my own steam, thank you very much, Reverend Gilly Gorpus. And I'll take my bejabbering stones with me. Goodbye. Ah.
Over the past few weeks, his behaviour has become increasingly erratic, I'm afraid.
I know he hasn't been himself since he came back from the dead, reincarnated as a giant hairy moggy.
I've stuck around and tried to keep an eye on him.
He can't go round stealing gravestones.
He says the goblins are making him do it. I don't like it when he talks about them. They sound like very nasty creatures.
Are these goblins inside his head, or can anybody see them?
I can't be sure. But you were with us at Christmas. You witnessed the strange and terrifying business with Clacky the dragon and the sinister presence.
Nothing good ever came of dabbling in dark forces.
Well, quite.
You tell him to think on. I'll bid you good night, Miss Goshawk. Oh, hell. Who's that arriving in the middle of the night in our peaceful village?
It was a TV crew pulling up noisily in a lorry. Quite a small crew, with a brisk woman in charge. There was a burly man standing to one side, acting sort of mystical. From my vantage point, as I left the churchyard, I could see Tom's housekeeper, Mrs. Frimbley, watching from behind a hedge and barely able to contain her excitement at the sight of the new arrivals.
Here we are, team, in the remote village of Happenstance, deep in the English countryside. There are rooms booked for us at the local pub. This must be it, the duck and stool.
Oh, I'm feeling it already. A great dread, a rancid atmosphere of misery and a whiff of rancor and... Oh, continental cheeses.
Oh. Give it a rest, Brian. Save it for the show, can't you?
I can't dictate to my spirit guide, Marcella. Where she goes, I must follow. Mary, Mary, what are you telling me? Will we uncover terrible things in this dark and loathly place?
I mean it, Brian. My head's throbbing. We've had the whole day on the road in that plumbing van.
Mary says there's danger. I've never heard her so het up. Mary says we should turn back and forget we ever came here.
No chance, Brian. You tell your Mary we've got 3 weeks to make 10 spooktacular shows in 10 different haunted locations. And, this being only number 2, we have absolutely zero time for buggering about. Ugh. So save your goings-on till our vigil tomorrow, all right?
Something is coming. Something absolutely bloody awful.
Hello. Excuse me. Don't mind me. I don't want...
Good evening, my dear.
You're him, aren't you? Brian, the psychic man from the television.
The one and same.
And you're her, aren't you? aren't you? TV's Marcella Doody.
You are a lady of rarefied percipience.
Well, it says so on your van. In big letters, the name of your show. Manifest yourself.
Oh, look, what do you want? We've had a long day.
I'm a huge fan, you see, of your programme. I think it's amazing the way you tap into the world of haunted spirits.
Yes, it's exhausting and we're on a tight schedule, so if it's autographs you're wanting.
Oh, nothing like that. I wouldn't put you to any trouble. I just wanted to say you've got an amazing gift.
I am only here to pass on wisdom and what have you from the other side.
You are a very powerful, special, magical man, Brian Lovedick.
All right, love, enough now. Come on, Brian.
Thank you so much, my dear.
Oh, will you stay here long?
We'll do our investigation tomorrow and we'll be gone the next day.
Well, people come to happenstance and they think they're going to leave and they find it hard to go.
We're staying long enough to learn the secrets of Gobble Knoll Hall and that's it. What's the matter?
My dear lady, you've gone the colour of tribe.
Oh, nothing. No, it's nothing at all. Lovely to meet you. I'll be on my way. I don't like to interfere.
Gobble Knoll Hall. I can feel the emanations already.
Oh, keep them to yourself. Tonight I want a pint of Pinot Grigio and my feet massaging.
Well, don't look at me.
Bunty's whiskers, what's this?
Toad in the hole.
But all the bejiggering toads have been burnt to cinders.
So have their holes, by the looks of it.
My mind was occupied while I was cooking supper.
Not possessed again, Mrs. Frimley.
Not literally occupied, you silly man.
Good, because we've had some murksome do's with you being taken over.
I was thinking about manifest yourself.
I bung your pardon.
Oh, yes, I saw their van. I saw you going over to talk to them, Mrs. Frimley.
Dash me crumpets, I can't follow this at all.
It's my favourite television programme. You've watched it with me before.
Have I? My memory's in the dizzy age.
To some, it might seem like mucking about in dark, spooky whatnot, but I know they're on the side of good. They seek to allay our fears about the other side.
You mean ITV?
She means the afterlife. You know, heaven.
Beyond the gauzy veil, into the shadowlands where all must one day go. That's what they investigate. That lovely, hunky psychic medium, Brian. He's quite a dish.
A dish? A dish? Stinky West Coast woman. What are you talking about, Susie? What's got my housekeeper's goat, can you tell me?
It's that show where they hold vigils and film everything in a sort of green light.
Green light?
It's very popular.
Gobble Knoll Hall. They say they're filming all tomorrow night at the big empty mansion in the dark, dark, dark woods, not very far away from here.
Oh, Caloo Calais, they can't be. They can't be allowed to sit ranty-poling at night in Gobble Knoll Hall. Oh, dear, no. They can't go filming themselves all in green or any other colour.
Now, calm down, Tom. What's so bad about Gobble Thingy Hall?
It's a terrible place to be. A home of niff-naffy repute, a house steeped for centuries in smell fungus and ragga brushing.
Yes, I've heard the same.
Judith Chalmers, look. Oh, my whiskers are standing on end at the very thought. Sheer dismay.
Well, what can we do?
We must stop their ninnying about. They're fusty plugging with nightmares. They're meddling with that which they ought not.
Which ought not what?
Exactly.
I thought about it overnight, and I decided that if we were about to encounter someone with psychic powers, there was something I wanted him to look at. And so, while Tom was in the bathroom getting ready to leave for Gobble Knoll Hall, I slipped into his study. Let's see. It was purple with a golden clasp. Ah!
Hungry, you say? You're having cravings? Well, I give you everything you ask for. You must keep up your strength, my crinkum crankum goblin chums. You need every giggle-mugging bit of your strength for building my tower. Magic colours? What? What are you bubbling on about?
Beer! What are you doing in the master's library?
I was just looking up this mansion we're going to.
That's his special book.
I know.
Have you had it open?
No. No, of course not. It says Dream Diary on the front. It's his personal diary. I wouldn't dare.
Quick,
Put it away. He's coming down.
Here, put it in my bag.
No, back on the shelf.
Hello, Ungow Meow. I'm gleaming all over ladies now. What are we having for lunch, We've got lots to do. We're off nose-poking this afternoon. We'll be niff-naffing all Frabjous Day and all Spooky Night with any luck, that is. Ha-ha! Ooh-hoo! Woof! Woof!
I'm going to take it to Brian.
Brian Luftig?
If he's psychic, I want him to look at this.
He's got the gift. I don't doubt it.
I think we need help. You see, Mrs. Frimley, I'm starting to think it's Tom who's possessed.
Hello and welcome to Manifest Yourself, the show that seeks to get to the bottom of ghostly doings. Tonight, we're at the notorious Gobble Knoll Hall, derelict, empty, and quite literally abandoned, deep within Darkholme Woods. We're a very long way from civilization, I don't mind telling you. Rumoured to have once been the home of infamous nudist devil worshipper Aloysius Turmoil, in more recent years it passed into the hands of outrageous glam rock star Vince Cosmos, famous for his stage outfits and the fact that he mysteriously vanished without a trace 37 years ago, on this very night. There's a very weird feeling here. I can feel it even now, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I wonder what it will be like when it gets dark and we do our overnight vigil and ask the unquiet spirits of Gobble Knoll Hall our usual question. Will you manifest yourself for us tonight?
You seem more tense than usual. What's up?
These vigils always put me on edge.
I wonder why you do these shows, communing with the realm of spirit, if they scare you so much.
Oh, just some nights when I'm sitting in the dark waiting for something terrifying to happen. I can't help wishing I was talking to real people on TV. Maybe demonstrating things. I can bake cakes. I can sit at a table with three other women and think up controversial things to say about issues in the news. I could be sitting in a nice warm studio, but instead...
Instead? You're stuck in a haunted mansion with me, a crew you don't even know, and up team malevolent spirits from beyond.
And we're only on episode 2.
Oh, hang on a moment, Tom. We seem to have been walking for hours. Mrs. Frimley said that Gobble Knoll Hall was only a couple of miles away.
As the crow flies, Susie...
We aren't lost, are we?
By Juggins, lost, he says, Bonita. Lost?
I don't like the feeling in these woods. And isn't it getting dark rather early for April?
It's May tomorrow, Susie. And tonight is Beltane.
Oh, ominous voice. Is that bad?
Well, we'll have to see. But I'd rather think it portends no fusting lugging good at all. Evil skelpy limmers come whiffling out on Beltane, Susie.
Oh, great.
Forward, everyone.
It's only me.
Only you? There's our lovely friends at home, too.
Turn over and action.
And now I'm joined inside the notorious Gobble Knoll Hall by our resident psychic medium and star in his own right, host of TV's afternoon game show Where's the Cash Hidden Grandma, Brian Luftig.
Thank you, Marcella, my darling.
Brian, scary, spooky and quite literally terrifying. This is the first time you've ever set foot in Gobble Knoll Hall, isn't it? We haven't prepared you in any way for what you might face tonight.
That's true, Marcella, and I can tell you, I've already had what amounts to a funny turn just walking into this hallway.
Have you?
Yes, I have. The oscillations in the residual energy are very pronounced. I can tell that we're going to have quite a lively vigil coming up.
I'll tell you what, Brian, I could do with a quieter one tonight, what with the ordeal we had under the pier at Cromer.
The world of spirit and what have you never lets up, Marcella. They are always with us, kind of thing.
Shh! Shush! What's that?
Hush! Everybody!
Simon, did you get that on tape?
No, nothing. Sorry, Marcella.
Twiddle your knobs. Try harder.
It's stopped now, whatever it was. But I don't think it'll be the last erroneous wail we'll be hearing tonight, somehow.
Well, let's get ourselves ready for twilight and the start of our night-long ghost hunt. We'll be back after this break.
And cut.
Oh, how much further do you think this place is, Tom? Tom?
Wait. Shh, 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 shh.
What is it?
I have the distinct impression that some kind of clacking mufflewort is following us through the wood. Listen.
I can't hear anything.
Is there anybody there? Come on, old cock. Knock once for no and twice for maybe, and three times for beware the Ides of March. No one there, Susie.
Oh! Look through the trees, chimneys, towers. Do you think that could be the house we're looking for?
It's the dreariest house I've ever clapped my peepers on. We'd be fools to snolly our gumbles on that titty shambles. What a place.
Oh, it does look a bit murksome and swervish.
Ooh, it is. An old and evil sorcerer lived there back in the 1920s. Ooh, what a fusty, plugging fiend was he. He dabbled in things he ought not.
Ought not what?
Exactly. Say no more. Come on, Susie. I can't wait to find out, can you?
This place has got an atmosphere thick as the broth my old granny used to make.
A proper jumpy tonight, Marcella.
These paintings would make anyone jumpy.
Ooh, yeah. Horrible things. Some folk have no taste, do they? Was it a pop star you said at this place after the naked necromancer?
You meant to pull those details out of the ether, not my introduction.
Ooh, these paintings give me the creeps. Three, four, five of them. It's funny, everything else is covered in dust and cobwebs and what have you, but these paintings haven't a speck on them.
What are they even supposed to be of? What's that one? A skull? Some stars?
I can feel vibrations coming off him.
Wait, Stephen, over here with your camera. And Simon, look, Brian's going into one.
Mary, what can you tell me, Mary? What can you inform us as to the haunted history of this most magnificent mansion?
Is she coming through clearly, Brian?
Mary is restless, Marcella. She is struggling to come through the gauzy veil tonight. I've not heard her sounding so indistinctive since we did that one in the old pub in Urmston.
Don't talk to me about Urmston.
Mary, why can't you connect fully with me on this physical plane?
Oh, look! Are they orbs? Can you see them? Can you get them, Stephen?
Yes, there's nothing here.
Shit, the bed!
Mary... Is that you? Are you attempting to give us a warning?
Your Mary's not usually violent, is she? Simon, did you get that noise?
Mary! Don't leave us! Marcella, Mary is draining out of the residual. I've never heard her go so dormant in all my years as a psychical medium. It's very unusual.
Can you still do the show, even if you're not in touch with your Mary?
Mary! Yes, Marcella, I can still try and not have you. We are less safe, though, without her residual protection. That.
What? Where's that coming from?
The front hall!
It's bloody awful!
Almost like it's coming through the very walls.
Simon, are you getting all of this?
Marcella, here, by the front door.
Is anybody out there?
Hello?
It's a voice.
Ah, hello? There.
That's someone at the main door.
Wait. We aren't expecting anyone, are we? Is this a physical manifestation?
Thunderation, let us in.
I have to see.
Hello? We've come to help you.
Hold your horses.
You're getting yourselves into the most frightful fudge-knocking danger.
Voice? Why is it so familiar?
Be careful, Marcella.
I'm letting him in.
Ah, hello there.
Meow.
It's a gigantic cat.
Now I can hardly see where I'm going. Well done, Mrs. Frimley. Top marks on getting lost in the dark, 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 dark woods. Oh, why am I always alone?
You're not alone, Mrs. Frimley!
Oh, you're here then.
Such a long time since we last talked!
Well, you got whizzed into another dimension, didn't you?
I don't like to talk about it. But now I am back from outer space.
Wait a minute. Are you why I've been feeling so strange? Are you meddling with my mind again?
I might be. Who knows what kind of powers this sinister presence possesses?
It's you, isn't it, who's making me go out to this mansion in the woods?
You want to see your Brian, don't you? In the actual flesh.
Could you just stop? I don't want you squawking down my ear hole all night. Anyway, I thought I was the one in charge.
You are foolish to think that! My powers are stronger now! I am ineffable!
Oh, the ineffable sinister presence, eh? Well, I'm the unimpressed Mrs. Frimley.
Beware, old
And you're setting all the wildlife off. You've got a very nasty aura.
My powers grow day by day!
You've got me feeling like I'm betraying the master.
He does not deserve you! He has neglected you something shocking!
Well, I wouldn't want to see him come to any harm.
You will deliver him to me, Mrs. Frimley!
How splendid. You must be the fop doodles from the television. Marcella, isn't it? Hello, my dear. Apple dumplings to you all.
You're Tom Baker.
Am I? Where's the mirror? Well, juggle me donuts, I think you're right. And this is Susie, my one-time co-star, off of the telly, don't you know?
Hello, it's very nice to meet you.
You're Brian, eh? The snivy old cove who communes with phantoms, eh? My old housekeeper floods her basement every time you're on the telly, mate.
Marcella, I fear these new arrivals may be very upsetting to the equilibrium of the astral plane, as it were.
But what are you doing here, Tom? This isn't one of our celebrity-themed episodes.
Celebrities? We don't give a claggy fartleberry about celebrities. We're here to fatty-bang demons.
Well, actually, we came to warn you to leave well alone. Don't mess about with the spirits that lie here.
But we've already started.
Susie, we're too late. They're already flibber-flabbing.
Anyway, what do you know about Gobble Knoll Hall?
Tom knows rather a lot about everything.
Especially anything whiffing of spooky-like.
How do we know that we can trust you people?
What?
He's Tom Baker. Of course we can.
And I'm Susie Goshawk. I'm perky and reliable, and I keep a cool head in a dicey situation.
It's too true. She's awfully good.
But why is he dressed up as a giant cat?
Why? Because I'm the king of the cats. I'm round, profound. I like to astound. I jump and pump and hump things round. I startle. I fartle. I like to skip about. I'm the king of the dancing cats here to help you out.
What's that?
It's nothing! Small animals in the undercroft! Pixies!
There's no such thing as pixies, you fool! Oh! Wait, I saw something! Oh! Oh, my jinko!
Goblins! Tom was right. They do exist.
They don't frighten me!
Well, you're not properly here, that's why. But me? Oh, they could carry me off.
Get off her!
Frightened, terrified, and with all our hair standing literally on end, welcome back to Gobble Knoll Hall, where not only have we been mysteriously locked in with no power, but we've gained two extra investigators.
Yes, enough of all that giggle-mugging, dearie. Come and tell me about these ghastly paintings.
Oh, what, these? We think they belong to the previous owner. He's said to have vanished off the face of the earth sometime in 1980.
It was a funny old time for everyone, most nanty-narking.
Who was he, the previous owner?
Vince Cosmos. Do you remember him?
He lived here? Oh, my goodness. He was amazing. I was at his last ever gig when he told the world he was retiring. Sunderland Empire, 1978. I'll never forget it. So, this is where he ended up. Before disappearing.
Very interesting and amazing, Susie, now. These hideous, whiffling pictures. Symbols, aren't they? A skull, somebody being sick. Chicken Gelfresi by the look of it. Rather a messy and splashy technique, not tarot. Surely colourful, aren't they?
Dreadful things.
They make me develop feelings of intense, queasy-type feelings.
Ah, Mr. Dicklock.
Love, Dick.
Ah, Mr. Dicklock, our resident telecatcher. What are you picking up, eh?
The residual ambience around these artworks is very agitated.
Ah, well, yes, I imagine it is. What a funny lot of nonsense you do talk, Dicklock.
Love, Dick. Look, we don't want you people here interfering with our work.
We aren't here to interfere. Tom wanted us to come here to warn you. Gobble Knoll Hall is dangerous. There are things
here... There are things here that could make your whiffle waffles drop off.
But that's the whole point. That's what the show's all about.
Please, I beg of you, whatever you do, don't. Don't go and limmy up phantoms tonight. Don't go kindling spirits in this crankshafting morgue. I beseech thee. What? Oh, never mind. Do what you want. See if I care.
Is he, you know, all right?
He's fine.
Gristle me portions. Well, if you insist, there's nothing for it. You're lucky to have Susie and me on hand to help, eh, Susie?
I guess so.
Let's go teasing the shadows, eh, with old Dicklock.
Love, Dick!
And so, as night came on, it seemed that we were joining the investigation in earnest.
Even though this episode has already gone a little bit strange already, with new members adding themselves to our team, we've decided to go ahead as we normally do on Manifest Yourself and have split up into smaller teams. Tom and Brian have bravely offered to have a look around in the cellar, and Susie Goshawk and myself are exploring the upper bedrooms together by torchlight.
Wow, this decor doesn't look like it's been changed since about 1974.
These must have been his stage costumes.
Oh, yes. Oh, how wonderful.
What was that song of his?
We should have Brian here. He could maybe tune in.
I'm glad of a break from him. He just shouts so much. And to be honest, I'm having my doubts about his trances. I'm not sure they're always genuine.
Oh, dear, really? But they seem so real.
Yes, well, doubts are creeping in.
Tom might be able to help. He knows about all kinds of strange things.
Do you think he would help?
Well, he's erratic, but he's got a good heart. I'm sure that he...
It's that same song. But where's it coming from? Hidden speakers?
It's like Vince Cosmos himself is trying to warn us from beyond the grave.
It's getting louder. And there's something else too.
Yes, it's like party noise or...
I think... No, it's gone.
I can't tell where it was coming from, can you?
Those other bedrooms we haven't checked yet. I don't know. Who's that?
It's me, Brian.
Thought you were checking out the cellar with Tom.
I was, but he told me to bugger off.
What was that?
Whatever it was, it didn't sound human. Brian, can you tune into it?
Brian was already doing just that. His eyes had gone back in his head, and he was like a sleepwalker, leading us into one of the bedrooms.
He's gone into one of his trances. Brian! Brian, is anyone coming through?
Hello, what's this? Woo! Zootikins will strangle a parrot. I can hardly believe it. Cheers, me dears. I say, what a jabbering crowd of old cronies this is. The old gang's all here. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, everyone. It's Tom. Look, it's old Tom. Large as life and twice as bouncy. Hello, Geoffrey. Hello, Francis. Oh, good evening, Your Majesty. Basil, is it really you? Boom, boom. Oh, I'm the king of the cats, you know. Oh, yes. I'm starting out on a whole new, wonderful life. Quite liberating, yes. Look at my gorgeous fur, go on, feel me, feel me. And my tail, too, and kiss my golden crown. Where's that drink, eh? Yes, everything is just afternoon and dandy, thank you. Give me a stiffy, Joe. A big stiffy gin and save on the bitters. How lovely to see you all again. Let's have a good old beano, a knees up. Let's get the breeze up. Life's nothing without a Barney about the nature of time and all existence. But whether there's a point to anything at all or whether alienation is all it's cracked up to be, another stiffy, por favor. Or if there's salvation in sex or booze or vice versa or carrier darts and beery farts and a rem for the nature of existence, for tongue twisters, mind benders and nihilism and all. Well, bottoms up, everyone. Yeah, that's the idea. All bottoms up. And here's filth in your eye. Now, who wants a fight? Oh, wait for it. Who wants a wrestle on a shag pile rug? Who wants to dance? Oh, come on, everybody, let's have a dance. Your Majesty, please. Comrades, cacafuegos, fandango, farago, who wants a tango? Will you? Won't you? Won't anybody join the dance? Wait. No, no, don't. You can't go. Don't leave me. And horses is galloping away without me.
Silent, hushed, and quite literally on tenterhooks, you rejoin us here in the master bedroom of Gobble Knoll Hall, where our resident psychic Brian Loftick has slipped into an incredibly deep trance.
Nothing on. Nothing on.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
Brian, what can you see?
I can see a little old man with nothing on.
Oh.
He's surrounded by candles, and he's supplicating himself.
When in history is this happening, Brian?
There's an electric blanket on the bed. I can see the lead, so it's not proper olden days. And he's drawn a strange shape on the carpet. And he's literally holding up an animal skull.
Is this black magic going on? Ask him, Brian.
You, old naked man from the realm of spirit.
Is he listening to you?
I think I've given him a shock.
So he's back in the olden days, before the time of central heating, and he's a black magician. I think we've learnt a lot there. Can you get a name, Brian?
It's on the tip of my mental faculties. Yes. It's Alan? No, it's Aloysius.
Wasn't that the name of the great and evil sorcerer who once lived here?
His voice, it's coming through the residual.
Is he going to come into your mouth, Brian?
I am the voice of Aloysius Turmoil! Why have you summoned me?
Tom, what's going on?
Susie, thank Calypso you're here.
You seem bewildered.
By Jiminy, I was. I am. For a few moments then, I was frustled by my buddies from the old days. It was like when we used to gather Wisham Wunsham in the afternoons in old Soho, when the sunlight was spangling through the smoky air, and it was gold and Nancy, like we all were back in the 70s or the 1700s or any old time. We were just getting started.
There's no one here now. Tom? Tom, they've all gone.
And I thought to myself, they've all come gilly-scuppering back. It was noisy and chatty and froomy and lovely. I thought, it's true then. No one itties away. We'll all come back. We'll stumble back after all. We don't descend into the howling vacuum of non-being forever, no. We come back, Susie Goshawk. No one really goes away. We'll never be fumble, crusting, lonely Susie. Never alone, Susie. Susie, where are you?
Tom! Tom! I can't see you!
Susie?
Tom!
Another fusty, plugging, fimble-gnashing phantom. Spodlikins and dynamite. Were you ever really real, Susie? I'm the king of the cats. I am the king of cats, oh yes, the most vaunted king of cats. I've been possessed by the best of fiends and hypnotized and strangled and put ill at ease, oh yes. But I won't be daunted, and I won't be haunted by nimble shanking wretches such as these. Don't let them see that you're frightened, Tom. Tom, whatever you do, don't let them see that you're afraid.
Brian, do you think you can channel the spirit? A bit more clearly, maybe.
I can try, Marcella.
Speak to us again, will you?
Anybody out of the Shadowlands?
We still can't make out a word you're saying, Spirit.
Oh, this is hopeless. I'm going back home.
That terrible voice. I don't know what it's trying to say, but it's awfully familiar.
Familiar? Who the hell talks like that?
I do. And I think you people are very rude.
It's the voice of a very wicked creature we met last Christmas on the roof of the church in Happenstance.
The roof? What were you doing up there?
Oh, we often carry out spooky investigations of our own, you know.
Hello! I'm still here, you know! Do you want me to haunt you or not?
Look, love, Aloysius, wasn't it? We can't understand a blooming word you're saying.
I'm doing my best!
You might as well go back to the other side. My viewers won't be very impressed with Brian squawking like that.
Right! Back at you lot then! I'm off!
Oh, Marcella. Did I go into one? Oh, what did I become?
Not one of your better manifestations, I'd have to say, Brian.
I'm sorry about that.
Try harder next time, eh? Did you get all that on tape, guys?
No, not a thing, sorry.
Bookeration! Nothing's going right.
Oh, never mind, Marcella.
Worst vigil ever.
That voice, it was genuine. I told you I'd heard it before. Complete gibberish, perhaps, but I'd recognize it anywhere. It was the sinister presence.
Well, thank Frick for that!
Oh, the murksome dark. What's it to be next, What quimble-fisting horror awaits me now? Oh, Mrs. Frimbley! Blithering mullocks! What are they doing to you, woman?
Tom! Tom! Save me, Tom!
Is it really frumptious you, Mrs. Frimbley? Or are they trying to trick me again?
It's me! Of course it's me, you silly old fool! They got me over the fire! They're turning me of a speed!
Someone's spitting my landlady! It's another Murgatroyding vision, I'll wager. You aren't really here!
I'm being rotisserie.
Oh, what eyes hath love put in my head which have no correspondence with true sight. Or if I close my galley-mugging eyes, you'll be back at Baker's End concocting one of your horrid dinners in the scullery and quite safe.
I won't be. I'll be cooked. I'll be stuffed and plucked and cooked.
Deadly dumplings.
You're actually here, aren't you?
The flames! The flames!
The eyes! The eyes! Who is responsible for cooking my housekeeper?
It's the goblins! The goblins! Can't you see them?
But it can't be. They're my friends. They wouldn't harm anyone I whittle about.
Following our strange encounter in the bedroom with that awful squawking voice, Marcella announced that it was time to regroup downstairs. On the way down, while Marcella was doing another piece to camera, I managed to snag a quiet word with Brian.
What is it, my dear?
Before we catch up with the others...
Oh, you're not another one, are you?
Another what?
You're not unusual. I get them all the time. Ladies claiming to literally be my lost beloved from a historical incarnation. Ladies saying they're actually up the duff with my spirit child. Then cracking on they're my genuine soulmate from a separate plane of existence. Ugh. What's your story?
Well, it's nothing like that, I can assure you. It's this book.
Oh, if you wanted an autograph.
No, no, no. I want you to take a look at this and tell me if you... sense anything.
Oh. This is... I can't. It's not...
Yes, what is it?
Take it back. I can't even...
What's it saying to you, Brian?
It's real. Whatever it is, it's full of real spooky stuff.
Get it away from me!
Unhand her, you gobbermoochers! How dare you!
Help me, Tom! Oh, God! Oh, ow! I've been coughing!
I warn you, goblins! If you fimble a finger hair on my housekeeper's head, then our whole spook nally deal is off. Do you hear me?
Gone! And the heat... and the burning! It was all an illusion!
Let me help you up, Mrs. Frimley.
They're actually real goblins. I've seen them. They accosted me in the undergrowth.
Yes, they're very powerful. With the bejiggering things they can make you see and make you hear.
So they are the ones you've been talking to all this time? They're the creatures you got building your tower at the bottom of the garden?
Not everyone can see them bubbling about. Only me and now you, Mrs. Frimley.
But they're wicked, Tom. They hate me. Straight away I knew they hate my guts.
They're fiscally jealous. They are devious, nimble-minded mooncalves. They think I'm too close to you. They think I should have given you the heave-ho donkeys years ago.
Oh, what's it got to do with them?
And they tell me that you are known for consorting, cavorting and contorting with demons, Mrs. Frimley.
Oh.
And all behind my back. That's what they keep frisbee-frying in my ears at night. She's the devil's doxy, Mr. Baker. A bad angel, Beelzebub's tatty old strumpet. But I tell them, I say, what? Mrs. Frimley fraternagging with dimly lit forces? Poppy cakes, arse biscuits, buzzy McCoo.
That's what you tell them, is it?
Yes, that's what I say. I tell them, she'd never turn on me. She'd never betray the king of cats. I'm her magnificent Tom. Ungo meow.
Yes, quite. Now, shall we go and see how the others are getting on?
While Tom was heading up into the main house again, I was still stuck on the stairs with Brian. He was having a strange psychic turn over Tom's magical book.
It's filling up my head with...
Yes, yes, what?
Look at all this stuff and... what have you? Look at the stuff on these pages.
What are they? Pictures? Diagrams?
Do they look familiar?
I don't know.
Brian? Are you there? It's Marcella. Over.
Excuse me, Susie. Roger that, Marcella. We got delayed up here. Where are you? Over.
Back downstairs. We need you, Brian. We're setting up a seance. Over.
Marcella? Have you seen Tom downstairs? Over.
Brimley, you followed us here.
Careful with her, Susie. The old skinny Malink has had an appalling ordeal.
I just need a nice sit-down. Oh, I had a flask of nettle tea in my shopping bag, but I think the goblins must have smashed it.
Never mind about all that now. Everyone sit round at the table in class bands. We've got to try and get something decent in the can before dawn. Simon, Steve, how's your equipment?
Austin, Steve, okay.
Oh, I wish we'd been able to film that old woman in the fireplace, but never mind. Brian, are you in the right frame of mind for going into a trance?
What? I think so.
You look a bit spaced out.
It was just something Susie showed me on the top landing.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'd rather not know what you and your groupies get up to.
Groupies?
Just you get into that trance.
I think he's already gone, Marcella. Here we go, everyone. Eyes down for a full house.
Mary. Mary. I know you're reluctant and what have you, and your courage has failed you.
Yes. Come on, Mary, the spirit guide. Get your gumboots on and put your feelers out, lady.
Shush, Tom, you're spoiling it.
Brian needs all his concentration on the residual energy.
Oh, marvellous. This is just like being on the telly welly.
We are trapped in this ghastly house. We are beset by spirits and goblins and naked old gentlemen. Can't you cover us with your aura, Mary?
I think Mary's got more sense.
There. I've gone cold all down one side. There's someone here with us.
I ask you respectfully, if there's someone here in the physical aspect, would you make yourself known to us?
I don't like this. It feels horrible somehow.
I can feel you there. Please come into me.
Here we go. Hip.
Tom, really, if you don't stop mucking around, I'll send you out.
Cats don't like seances. My fur feels very funny.
Oh, I feel a bit...
Oh, my giddy aunt, Susie.
Hey, guys, oh, I'm glad you're all here. This was never a happy house.
The entity has got into Susie's consciousness.
This is incredible.
Are you saying she's possessed? But who by?
Don't break the circle. Keep holding hands.
Can you tell us who you were when you walked the earthly realm?
I owned this gaff man way back like 30 years ago. Whoa! And I zoomed off out of this dimension when I saw how heavy it was all getting down here. No one ever saw me again. Not on planet Earth, anyway.
Are you the famous rock star? The last owner of the cursed Gobble Knoll Hall?
Oh, my life on Earth, I was known as Vince Cosmos. Yeah, I was huge on the glam scene. From the glorious summer of 72 all the way until Christmas 75. Really huge number two.
Who could forget?
And then I retreated here, man, into obscurity. I bought this place, thinking it would be my haven. I bought it with the proceeds from my greatest hits. Has the world forgotten me then?
No, we haven't, Vince. We still love you.
Oh, yeah, that's good to hear. And you came here just to find out what had become of me.
No, we visit haunted houses most weeks, up and down the country, sometimes abroad. It's a TV show kind of thing.
Yeah, well, at least you're here.
Tell me then, Mr. Cosmos, are you nanty-narking glad that we are here calling you out of the murksome ether?
Why, yes. Oh, you must help me put something right. You see, I did something terrible once in this very house.
What did you do, Vince?
Was it a vile ritual or such like?
No. My paintings. I tuned in, man. I painted like a madman. And I tuned into the influence of the spirit who used to live here. That old sorcerer. He got into my head, man, while I was expressing myself and slapping around the old poster colour.
Those five diabolical daubs in the downstairs hall.
I saw them. They were bloody awful.
Exactly. I was merely the medium man for the message. No, I was close.
those five pictures are gateways into other worlds.
You're breaking up, Vince. Your residual energy is ebbing away.
Can you turn your music down?
Really heavy cosmic dimensions that humankind was never meant to know about. And doorways cut both ways, man. Hey, guys, beware unnameable creatures. You gotta get rid of the paintings. You gotta not get sucked into the paintings.
Marmalade, big croissant. Susie, are you all right?
Just when we're getting to the important bit.
She's an inexperienced medium. She should have left it to me.
I doubt she had any flapjacking choice, man. She was taken over, you boss-eyed buffoon, Dick Locke.
Love, Dick!
Her eyes are fluttering. Susie, come back to us.
Tom? Mrs. Frimley, what happened to me?
You were possessed by the benighted soul of a glam rock star. Mince something, he was called.
Vince Cosmos.
He was keen to help us, but some kind of gilly woofler got in the way.
Amateurs, pushing your noses in. The possession bit is my area of expertise and excellence. Everyone knows that.
Hey, calm down, Brian. No harm done.
Do I have to keep holding his hand? He's thrashing about.
Get off me! Get away from me! All of you!
Brian! It's very temperamental.
Yeah, he went a very strange colour.
That's the green light. I'd better go after him.
Tom, Mrs. Frimley, tell me what I said when I was in my trance.
Brian, what are you doing hiding back here? We need your help.
No, you don't. You think anyone can just do what I do, kind of thing?
Come on. You're hugely talented and respected by everyone.
Those folk think it's easy. Well, how would they like to do it on a daily basis? Falling into catatonic states of altered consciousness? Hovering with your soul on the very border between being and non-being and all that? How would you like to have to plead and cajole your spirit guide when she can't be faffed? There I am yelling, Mary, 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 into the abyss! She's a cow, my spirit guide!
I think you should calm down.
You all think it's hilarious.
And Brian's possessed again. Brian's pulling faces and shouting out messages from beyond.
No one's laughing, Brian.
Make them go away, Marcella. Tom and Susie and that old woman. We don't need them in our show, do we?
They should never have come to Gobble Knoll Hall.
Brian, you're starting to glow. Do you know that?
Yes. I can feel it this time. It's actually better without Mary.
Who is it? Is it Vince Cosmos again?
No, I'm...
Tom! Susie! He's off again!
Maureen Lipper.
He's never been as good as this before.
I hope those young chaps are filming this.
Brian, tell us, who are you now?
I am Aloysius Turmoil!
I can't see anything.
Brian, is it the sorcerer again?
I am Aloysius Turmoil, and I curse you all! I rain curses upon all meddlers!
I still can't make out a fudge-knocking word you're saying, chump.
Brian, love, I think you've gone as far as you need to. Tone it down a bit now.
This is my apotheosis!
It is what?
Couldn't make out what he said.
Did he say it was his halitosis?
I think he said apotheosis.
What's one of them when they're at home?
I will destroy you all!
Oh, I got the gist of that one. Oh, dear.
All that howling wind and terrible supernatural noise was actually coming out of the paintings. They were swirling into life, and it was like we were being pulled into them. We were going to be dragged through the doorways, just as Vince Cosmos had described them. Sucked into an alien dimension, just as he had been.
I'm proving sorry we ever tried to help you, Marcella. I think we've monkey-shafted everything up.
Never mind, Tom. We all tried our best.
I tried my best, too.
Not quite sure about that, Brian.
Of course. I've got it. What we need to do is break the spell, the mentalistic link with this residual idiot.
And how do we do that?
Well, we have to slap Brian the psychic in his ugly moosh.
I can do that. Snap out of it, Brian.
Ow! Bugger off!
Ah, come on, man. Hit him harder.
Right, this one'll do it.
Ow!
She's done it. Gobbamoose, do the fandango. It's dying down, for now at any rate.
Brian, you're back.
Marcella, he's much too strong for me. Oh, bloody hit me.
Brian, I can't believe it. This is your best episode ever.
Oh, she's right. I know. I've got them all on tape.
Listen, before they subsume me once more, I have to tell
you... Quick, man. Tell us what we must Mafeking do.
Susie has the book. She has the power literally in a handbag to prevent the sinister-type presence dragging you all out of this dimension.
What book?
What's he snollygussing on about, Susie?
Oh, I think he means this.
But that's my book. That's my Beamish dream diary.
I knew it.
It's my dearymost thing in all the world.
I just knew somehow that I had to bring this book to Gobble Knoll Hall with us.
Why is it so important?
How many cats do you know who keep a diary?
Samuel Pepys.
Was Pepys a cat?
Look, the presence is getting stronger again. It's getting ready to capture our souls. You must find the page of mystical symbols.
Oh, yes. I know the ones you mean.
They are timeless icons. The glittering star, the dancing cat, the drinking men, the old magician, the dragon who goes clacky, clacky, clacky.
Brian! You've lost your mind, love.
I don't recall whiffling pictures like that in my diary.
Here they are. They're sort of faint and sketchy.
I've seen them before. They're the paintings in the hall.
That's right, Marcella. You've got to take the book to the... Oh, no. They're back.
Hold on to my tail, everyone. Grab a hang on the banister. I suspect these muffing wibblers are going to drag us somewhere dreadful.
But I had the book, and I knew now that I could use it to defeat our phantom opponents. Or at least, I hope so anyway.
I told you I'd get you all. You're coming home with me.
Simon! It's got Simon!
He's been sucked into one of the paintings.
Grab tight hold of something solid. Don't give in.
I inched my way along the hall, clinging to the dado rail.
Susie, you dapper filly. What the devil are you doing?
I stood below those five ghastly paintings that Vince Cosmos told us he himself had painted while under the evil influence. Open Tom's dream diary at just the right page. And the paintings somehow came to life, each one vivid in swirling colors. Bright tendrils emerged from each painting's frames. The deadly vortices were reaching out for me.
Susie Goshawk, you brilliant, you fruminous woman, you.
What's she doing?
She's saving all our necks, I think.
One of the weirdest things I had ever seen. It was like the book was drawing the colour from the walls. It was sucking the colour into its own pages. Colour came undulating through the air like a cross between light from stained glass windows and minestrone soup.
Hooray! Kaloo Kalay!
I really hope you're getting all of this on tape, guys. Oh, no, Simon.
It's wonderful!
Drink it all up, my dear diary.
Only took a few seconds. Then the diary's thirst was sated and it slammed itself shut. We all looked up and the five canvases were completely empty.
Oh, well done. Oh, twiddle, diddles and fanny by gaslight.
The book flapped its dust jacket like a vampire bat and leapt into the air, making its way to the highest window in the hall.
Well, that was fine and dandy, eh?
Your diary drank the source of evil.
And then it itted off into the dark before dawn. Bozzy McCoo, woo, woo!
Stranger things than that have happened round our place.
Can you sense it?
Brian, you sound all right. You are all right, aren't you?
The house. It's all quiet now. I believe it's at rest. I think they've all departed into another realm.
Even that horrible, sinister presence.
I believe so, Susie. I can't make any promises when it comes to the world of spirit, but I think we're safe.
Right, so are we done here then? Are we all good? Have you checked the equipment, guys? Have we got enough stuff recorded?
Simon had the tape recorder.
Never mind. Perhaps it's all for the niff-naffy best if the world at large knows nothing of tonight's events at Gobble Knoll Hall.
But it was magnificent. It was proof. If we had it on tape, we'd have proof. The whole world needs to know that such things exist.
What, the sinister presence and all his malinky types crave attention from the world at large. Why should we give them what they want?
I'm certainly making a resolution to pay less attention to funny men from other dimensions.
Good for you, Mrs. Frimley. Now, can we get out of this place, do you think?
Why don't we all hotfoot through the Darkling Woods to Baker's End? Mrs. Frimley does a sizzling fry-up.
Baker's End, Tom. I hear that home of yours has a few secrets it could tell. Haunted, is it?
I don't think you'd want to hold a slithersome vigil at Baker's End, Marcella. If you peeked into the soul of my cottage, you might find yourself face to face with that which you ought not.
Ought not what?
Exactly. Now come along, everyone. The dawn in russet mantle clad comes peeking through the transom windows. Let's steal away for hot, frothy coffee. And who wants a sausage sandwich?
I do feel quite peckish. I can work up quite an appetite, being occupied.
All right, let's get breakfast. Well done, team. Best vigil ever.
Oh, yeah.
Back to normal.
They've all gone, then?
All that TV lot, yes.
They were very nice, really, weren't they? Shame nothing came out on tape. I mean, after all their efforts.
Do you really think so?
I bet you'd be rather good on TV, Mrs. Frimley.
Oh, well, Brian left me his number in case I wanted a private consultation.
Oh, good for you. It was the most eerie sight I'd ever seen, and I've seen a few. The dream diary came crashing in through the library window and flapped its pages through the air towards us like a vampire bat in a dust jacket.
What the devil?
So, it flew all the way back.
It's a homing diary. I should have known.
I can hardly believe half the things that go on around here.
Makes you wonder what's going to happen next.
There's no time to lose. Quick, come and help me.
What's the matter?
Oh, crikey, not more upset already.
I need your jabber-mooching help, ladies. And also, I need the help of everyone at home as well. I need you all to repeat after me this subliminal message. By the next fudge-knocking episode. By the next fudge-knocking episode. All together now.
By the next fudge-knocking episode.
Well, what does that mean?
I think I know.
By the next disc in the scumble-bumming series, and you'll get to find out what happens next at Baker's End. Oh, yeah!
Ha 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 ha!